Immigration authorities are encountering an unprecedented number of migrants at the southern border. Those are the words Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas used to describe the situation at the border during a visit to Brownsville, Texas, yesterday.
The situation at the border is one of the toughest challenges we face. It is complicated, changing, and involves vulnerable people at a time of a global pandemic.
Immigration authorities encountered migrants more than 212,000 times in July. Now that includes a record number of unaccompanied children and teenagers, almost 19,000. NPR's Joel Rose covers immigration and joins us now to break down these numbers. Good morning.
Hey, Debbie.
So big numbers at the border is something that we've encountered all year. What stands out about these latest figures?
Well, first off, the timing. Usually we see that migration peaks in the spring and then it declines in the summer when the hotter weather sets in. That's not happening this year. The numbers were high in the spring and now they're going even higher.
How about a little historical context here? How does this compare to situations that we've seen in the past?
Well, this is where it gets complicated. The number of encounters recorded last month is the highest we've seen in 21 years. But that number is actually bigger than the number of individual migrants who are crossing the border, because a significant percentage of migrants today are being quickly expelled under a public health order known as Title 42 that's been in place since the pandemic started, and then they're crossing again. Secretary Mayorkas said yesterday that the number of unique individuals crossing the border last month was about 154,000. That's still a very big number, but it's closer to the other recent peaks, including in 2019.
What does this look like on the ground?
Well, in a word, it's a mess, particularly in the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas, where the numbers are the highest. It's overwhelming the resources of everyone involved. That includes the Border Patrol, which has been forced to process migrants under a bridge because its regular facilities are so overcrowded. It also includes border towns and nonprofits and charities in those towns that help care for migrants who are allowed into the U.S. to pursue asylum claims. The Biden administration says it is focused on addressing the root causes of migration, and it's still trying to find a balance between allowing the most vulnerable migrants into the country while telling everyone not to come and largely expelling other migrants back to Mexico. It's not a very popular position with anybody right now.
What are Biden's Republican critics saying about it?
Well, essentially, I told you so. They want to hang all of this on Biden and his policies. They say that lifting any of the Trump administration's hardline immigration policies was a mistake because it was seen as encouraging migrants from all over the world. Here is former Acting Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan on a call with reporters yesterday.
This is about what our policies are on our borders. And if you apply effective consequences and you're detaining individuals that break into our country against the rule of law, I promise you the flow will go down.
Immigrant advocates dispute that. They say it's legal to ask for asylum and that these are desperate people who are fleeing from violence and corruption and poverty. Advocates argue that all this has very little to do with our border policies.
Well, thank you for the update. NPR's Joel Rose.
You're welcome.